Rev your engines because it's time for trivia. For this week's episode, I've got sports car trivia. I've got three rounds of 10 questions each about fast cars, the people that made them, and their impact in pop culture. If you're in need of rules or scorecards, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com. This is episode 331 of the Dorky Geeky Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your driver, Brian Rollins, and let's hit the gas. The Dorky Round. Number one. Ford sold 22,000 units of what sports car on its first day of availability in 1964? The Ford Mustang. They sold over 100,000 in that first year. Number two. James Bond drove what car, starting with Goldfinger and all the way through No Time to Die? An Aston Martin DB5. The later films used replicas, not originals. Number three. What does the quattro mean on an Audi? It's all-wheel drive. Number four. What sports car was used as a time machine in the Back to the Future movies? The DeLorean DMC-12. Number five. First released in 1953, Chevrolet still makes what sports car named for a small warship? The Corvette. Number six. Let's see if you were paying attention last week. A confiscated Thunderbird features prominently in what Beach Boys song? Fun, fun, fun. Number seven. The bandit evaded police in three movies in what sports car? A Pontiac Trans Am. Number eight. Porsche has been producing what model of rear engine sports car since 1964. The Porsche 911. Number nine. Starting in 1948, what racing organization uses stock sports cars as their competition vehicles? NASCAR. Number 10. Played by Matt Damon in Ford vs. Ferrari, who helped design the AC Cobra, the Mustang, and the GT40? Carroll Shelby. The Geeky Round. Number one, Dodge created what car in 1989 as their own version of the Cobra? The Dodge Viper. Number two, what car was built specifically to beat Ferrari at Le Mans in the 1960s? the Ford GT40. Number 3. The Duke Boys of Hazzard County raced around in the General Lee, an orange what? Dodge Charger, specifically a 1969 Charger. Number 4. Doc in Pixar's Cars was what type of real-world car? A Hudson Hornet. They were produced from 1951 to 1957. Number 5. Mad Max's Pursuit Special is a modified what? Ford Falcon. Number 6. Starsky and Hutch fought crime in what car? A Ford Gran Torino. Number 7. In 1984, Bruce Springsteen sang about what colorful car? A pink Cadillac. Number 8. The second generation of Corvettes had what aquatic nickname? The Stingray. Number 9. James Bond's Wet Nelly sports car turned submarine was what British automobile? A Lotus Esprit. Number 10. What was Tony Stark's automobile of choice during the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies? An Audi R8. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What wedge-shaped V12 Italian sports car was the first to use scissor doors? The Lamborghini Countach. Number 2. What English car would win the Le Mans 5 times from 1924 to 1930? The Bentley Blower. Number 3. What Swedish car manufacturer makes the fastest street legal car? Koenigsegg. The Jesko Absolute can reach speeds over 300 miles per hour or 500 kilometers per hour. Number 4. Voiced by Richard Petty, what make and model of car was the king in Pixar's Cars? A Plymouth Superbird, which Petty raced in during the 1970s. Number 5. What Italian car met an unfortunate end at the conclusion of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? A 1961 Ferrari 250 GT. Number 6. Baby Driver star Ansel Elgort hounded producers to buy what car from the film? A Subaru WRX STI. Director Edgar Wright gifted him the car. Number 7. In 2017, Richard Hammond of the Grand Tour and Top Gear was hospitalized following a wreck in what electric car? A Rimac Concept 1. Number 8. Here's a question that didn't make it last week. What kind of car is a little deuce coupe? A Ford Model B. Number 9. The Datsun 240Z was sold as what in Japan? The Nissan Fairlady Z. Number 10. The epic car chase in Bullet features what two American muscle cars? The Ford Mustang and the Dodge Charger, both 1968 models. And that's the checkered flag. How did you place? Let me know on social media or Discord what your favorite sports car is. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment below and leave us a like and subscribe to the channel. Next week, we're diving into some fantasy books and television. Here's a clue. What fantasy series was inspired by the Doctor Who character Jamie McCrimmon? Enjoy mulling that over until next Wednesday. This was episode 331 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. When her 19-year-old son Jack miraculously recovers from a serious head trauma, Maggie is sure her luck has changed. But when she's abducted by a shadow from her past, a phantom with dangerous sapphire eyes, it's up to Jack and his younger brother Tom to unravel the mystery and save their mom from a deadly psychological battle. The brothers seek help from their colorful great aunt, who exposes them to a world of nefarious family secrets, explosive government conspiracies, and a series of horrific murders. Together, they must navigate a dark underworld full of political subterfuge and class warfare before the psychopath who took their mother reaches his shatter point. Evolved Publishing presents a gripping, intriguing glimpse of what America might become. Winner of the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award for Best Thriller. Shatterpoint, written by Jeff Altabeth and narrated by Brian Rollins. Shatterpoint, available now in audiobook.